Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The Australian Ghost Whisperer with Katarina Legato and James Jennings.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode. Hi, Katarina.
Hello, James. And hello, everybody. Welcome back.
Yes. And today we're going to talk about something which I'm sure everyone can relate to, which is having bad dreams. I can't speak for everyone. I can obviously speak for myself. Mm-hmm. I have weird, uneasy dreams, sometimes quite awful dreams.
I think all the viewers know this already about you, James. I feel like you've said
I love to tell people. I love to tell people.
I feel like they know
how bad my dreams are. But this is where it gets interesting, is that there are reasons why we can have bad dreams and a bad sleep. But more importantly, which is the main topic for today, is how to protect yourself while you're sleeping. So, Katarina, take it away. Maybe let's start by talking about why we can have these bad dreams. Are we vulnerable when we sleep from spiritual entities? Like, how does it work?
Yeah, absolutely. So when you're asleep, if you are like just falling asleep and you haven't set that intention for some protection over your body, over your spirit whilst you're asleep, then you are leaving yourself very open and receptive to being attacked, or you know, some sort of an energy coming for you or going out. When we fall asleep, we leave our bodies and we go out into the astral plane. And so if we haven't sort of asked for that protection, we could end up being pulled down into a lower astral plane. Hence why you might wake up screaming or feeling like someone's chasing you, or, you know, feeling like you've just kind of woken up from a bad dream. Mm-hmm. It's really important because it's, do feel like we all live such hectic lives, to before going to bed to take a few moments, you know, maybe even half an hour if possible, to just lay in bed and take some deep breaths and be able to let go of the tensions of the day just by doing some constant focus to breathing, where you're breathing in and breathing out and just listening to the sound of your breath and just feel yourself breathing out any of the negative energy of the day. Or perhaps you've had, you know, some words with somebody, or you feel really angry or stressed. It's good to let that go and just invoke the light. Invoke the light all around you. And as you're falling asleep and trying to relax, just breathing in that light and just imagine the light flowing through your body, flowing through your energy field, and it's just cleansing, it's clearing, it's removing all that negative energy of the day, the stagnant energy of the day, whatever it is. Perhaps you've been stuck in traffic or you've had an argument with your partner. It's good to just let it go and allow the magic of the beautiful golden light to heal you, to just clear you, and just to wrap you, just set the intention that the light's now wrapping me in this beautiful golden protection, where my mind will be protected, my body will be protected, my spirit and soul are protected, so that it, even as I leave my body, I'm going out into the higher dimensions where I'm going to be reconnected to my guides or my sacred soul family, or perhaps there's people that you love on the other side that have passed away and you want to make a connection with them. You're doing all of this, and you are able to do this because we're all interdimensional beings and we're able to travel in and out of various dimensions. So when we're in a good vibe and we've taken the time to relax, to let go of whatever the day has brought to us, then we're able to be more centered, we're able to be more grounded, and then we're able to, our spirit's able to travel up into those higher dimensions and have a beautiful, enjoyable time.
All right. Would you recommend actually saying something out loud, like asking for protection out loud? Like, I am asking my spirit guides to watch over me and protect me while I sleep on all levels, physical, spiritual, energetic? Like what?
I feel it's more about connecting into your own heart and feeling, you know, invoking the heart chakra, the love within your heart, perhaps just spending some time saying, when you've let go of all that stagnation, of just going into a space of gratitude, you know, thank you for this warm bed, thanking the universe for, you know, the lovely day you've had, or whatever it is. So when you're invoking, you know, and opening up your heart, and in, you know, you're invoking that inner love within you, and that in itself is a protection. Rather than, and you're taking responsibility for yourself. You know, I think there's too much of this, you know, asking guides to protect you, asking guides to guide, asking. It's also we as humans need to take responsibility for ourselves. So we need to say, you know, I'm able to draw from the creative, beautiful love frequency within my heart. I'm able to expand this love within my body. I'm able to expand it out into my bedroom. I'm able to expand it out so that it fills the room with my own, the frequency of my own self-love all around me. And that can act as a cocoon, you know, where you're setting the intention that that also is like a cocoon of protective love that you are sleeping in and resting in. And you'll find that when you do that, you're much more likely to wake up feeling refreshed and recharged and having a good night's sleep, like a, you know, a sleep where you feel like you've really recharged and rejuvenated, versus having a very, you know, if you've gone to bed angry, or you've gone to bed and you haven't really set any intention, then you might feel yourself tossing, turning, feeling the, you know, because your body is still trying to let go of the frustrations of the day or the frustrations of the week, and you end up tossing, turning, and you just feel so frustrated. So you're looking at the time and when's it going to be morning? I just want to get out of bed. Or people get up through the night and feel like they have to eat. This is all emotional eating. This is all trying to feed the body because they haven't been able to nurture themselves properly. So they're turning to that, you know, the food through the night to help, you know, feeding those empty emotions. So it is really important to be able to clear all of that, because your night, your sleep is really important for your physical body, because it's a time where your body can just let go and have a rest, and it's able to recharge and rejuvenate and do all those things. And the spirit that never gets tired is able to step away from the body and go off and feel the freedom of what the spirit really is, the infinite spirit that's able to travel through many dimensions and, you know, visit the higher planes of existence, and just feel the freedom of being able to kind of leave the physical body behind for a while and be free.
Yeah, just check out for a bit.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So what do you think about the idea that, like, I mean, look, our brains, you could say, are like computers, and we're constantly getting sensory overload during the day. You know, there's always something coming at us. So by the end of the day, our brains are so full of all this sensory information. Do you think sometimes our dreams are just like our brain trying to just sort this information that's been...
Absolutely. Especially like, you know, if you've watched some, you know, like a really sort of heavy movie of some sort of crime movie or something gory before bed, then you're going to you know, your mind's going to play that out while you're asleep. So it's probably, you know, if you like those types of movies, it's good not to watch them before bed. I know people use the evening as a time to watch a movie, to unwind, but then remember that your unconscious mind, you know, is absorbing that movie because you're in a hypnotic state in front of that movie. So your mind is just absorbing it, because your mind doesn't know what's good and what's bad. It's just absorbing whatever you expose it to. So, you know, if you watch something, you know, of a nature that is quite heavy before going to bed, then you're probably going to have those sort of heavier dreams, because your unconscious mind is going to replay that movie, you know, in a way that perhaps then you're the actor in the movie, kind of thing.
I
think we've all had that happen. I mean, you know, where you're kind of being chased, you've watched some crime movie and then you dream that someone's chasing you with a gun or something like that. So Yeah, I think that we do overload our minds with too much of the negative rather than the peacefulness.
For sure.
You know?
Absolutely.
It's really, I know we use television a little bit too much as something to unwind, but there are, you know, maybe it is about watching, you know, maybe just one or two movies a week and using the rest of the evenings to maybe channel, to do some writing, to do read a positive, read a book, something that's positive, or meditate, or doing things that are going to help to inspire you and, you know, help open up those creative energies within you and bring new ideas and bring new wisdoms to you.
You mentioned TV. I'm going to talk about phones because...
Oh, yeah, that's the same thing.
Yeah, I think doom scrolling at nighttime is a massive thing with people. They'll lay in bed, they'll be flicking through their phones, scroll. I think that's a really common thing. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, it's just... it's another distraction from, you know, taking responsibility, being connected to yourself. It's really important to feel that connection to yourself all the time. You know, people are so living outside of themselves. They're they're entertaining themselves constantly with, you know, outside stimulation. Like I said, television, telephones, being on the laptop, and rather than going within and feeling your own emotions. Where am I at? How am I feeling? You know, where am I going in my life? What am I wanting to achieve? What are my goals? So the more tapped in you are to yourself, the more you will grow, you will evolve. But when you're not doing that, you're going to just be moving further and further away from you, your true self, your true nature. And then you're going to need that constant stimulation, because you're going to feel so bored and you're going to feel like you're always going to need, you know, food or movies or, you know, the scrolling, because you need constant stimulation, because otherwise you're going to feel like bored. What do I do with myself?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Yeah, you know what? I'm guilty of that sometimes. I'm definitely guilty of getting a bit too caught up and distracted, and even looking at my phone at nighttime. And I every time I do it, I'm like, I have to stop this. Like, this is not good. For this to be the last thing I look at before I go to sleep, it's just not good. So I understand the addictive nature of it. I understand... you know, from the perspective of, you know, doing it and thinking there's got to be nicer ways to go to sleep.
I think you just have to get, like, for me, I will come from home from work and I will might answer any, you know, text messages or anything with clients that perhaps I've had a busy day and I haven't been able to get back to them. And then what I do is I've put my phone away. It's gone. It's forgotten. And I might think about having a nice warm bath, and, you know, having something to eat, having a nice warm bath, or trying to do something that is relaxing and soothing and calming away from the phone, I don't want to hear noises. I don't want to hear voices. I don't want to talk to anybody. For me, it's so important that I just have that time to wind down, to maybe go outside, sit in the grass of the daylight savings, sit and look at the trees. Like, I just set that intention that, you know, at 7 o'clock, the phone's away and, you know, that's it, I'm done till the next day.
Yeah. Now, I know that there's a particular time of night where if you're not contacted until the next day.
Yeah, have you noticed?
Oh, yeah, I know. But, like, I think it's great. Like, I'm like, if I write you at 7 o'clock at night, I'm like, Kat's not going to see this until the next day.
No, like, no, I don't. That's why you notice in the morning. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's great. Yeah. I do whatever I answer. Yeah,
I respect that, though. I think it's a really healthy routine.
I feel like if I'm on that phone and just taking calls and talk, I become overloaded in my mind. Yep. And then what happens is I'm not able to unwind and have a proper sleep. And it actually keeps me awake. Whereas I just need to disconnect and have some time to myself, have some space to myself. And look, I know it's hard if you've got kids, you've got family. But, you know, once your kids have gone to bed, maybe that can be, you know, a little ritual of 5-10 minutes where you check in with yourself and how are you feeling? How am I feeling today? What is it that I need to look at? What is it that I need to think about? Is there something, you know, maybe I need a change in my life? Do I need a new job? Just check in with you. Have a conversation with yourself, you know? Yeah. I just feel like, we're just getting more and more disconnected and distracted, and we're losing touch with ourselves. We're losing touch with the truth of who we really are. We are these spiritual beings having a physical life. It's not the other way around, where the physical life and physical distraction is just, you know, cutting out the true spiritual nature of who we really are.
Yeah. And, you know, I'll tell you another bad habit that I'm trying to get out of, which is asking other people's advice all the time for things. And the reason I'm mentioning this is because it's the same, it's what you're saying about checking in with yourself. Like, it's so easy to ask someone for advice, or what do you think about this, what do you think about that? But you know what? When I actually ignore that and I do what Katarina says and I quiet my mind and I just spend that time and have a conversation with myself, close my eyes and go, right, what do I really think about this? And the answer is just there. It's actually just sitting there. But we're so bad at quietening our minds and trusting ourselves in this day and age that we don't take that time. The answer, I find, is that simple. Quiet your mind, lay there, and just think on the question, and you'll find an unambiguous answer there where there's no doubt.
That's right. Just go tapping in and saying, well, okay, go into my heart. How does this feel if I've got a decision to make? No, what am I feeling? Do I feel like I want to go ahead and do this, or do I feel like it's not time yet? You know, when you check in, you know, it's like there's a second brain in the heart. There's your intuition. There's a spark of divinity in your heart. So when you're going into your heart, you're connecting with that higher self, and you're going to make, you're more likely to make the right decisions. Rather than always being in your head. And when you're too much in your head, then you can't make a decision. You'll go over things over and over again in your head, and you're like, your head's never going to say this is the right thing to do.
Yeah.
But your heart will.
Yeah. Yeah, well said. Well said. So just to sum up the whole dream situation, is it safe to say, because we're, you know, things are vibrations and frequencies, that,
we've been bombarded by vibrations and frequencies at the moment.
We are. And if we don't check in on that bombardment, especially before bedtime, we have no say in which frequency we go to. No. So if we're, you know, watching the news, like let's say you've watched the news before bed, it's a whole bunch of bad news. You're in a lower vibrational state because of it. That means that you're going to resonate with a lower vibrational state when you sleep, and that's where you go, and that's where you might get the bad dreams.
And that also then means that whatever you're manifesting in your life, whatever you're trying to manifest in your life, you're going to be manifesting from that lower frequency.
Okay.
Okay, and that's why people come in and say, oh, this stuff keeps going wrong for me, because they're constantly, you know, in that lower frequency. You can't manifest something powerful and beautiful when your whole frequency is just vibrating at this lower frequency, because you're constantly in this state of, you know, watching bad things or listening to the news. So you need to allow yourself to expand your energy, live in an expanded state of awareness, live from the heart, be connected to your heart, live from a space of, you know, gratitude and love and self-awareness. Know thyself. That is the most powerful thing you can ever do. And when you come from that space, you are able to flow through life more easily. You're able to manifest those things that you desire more easily. You know, things will happen from a higher perspective for you rather than, you know, always feeling like you're struggling with everything.
Yeah, right. Mm. Well, if you're listening or watching right now and you happen to have bad dreams or uncomfortable dreams, give it a try, give it a shot.
Yeah, you definitely notice a difference.
Yeah, and it doesn't sound like it even has to take a long period of time. Like even just 5 minutes before bed, you could probably like just get yourself into a better
state. Yeah, depending on the kind of day you've had.
Sure.
And, you know, and also trying to avoid a big, heavy meals at night, you know, all of that because the body's busy digesting big heavy meals, all of that plays a part. But yeah, take the time out.
Mm.
Yeah, I think it's really important, and you will feel the benefits of it. You know, you're not going to feel it straight away if you've been in a habit of just sort of, you know, being in a state of, you know, anxiety all the time before bed. But eventually you'll feel that you'll get a bit of flow to your life and things will begin to change, and maybe some of these negative people that you've got in your life will leave you alone, and you know, new doors will open up for you, and you'll feel more love and you'll feel more nourished and nurtured from within because you're giving yourself that space to be in the, you know, flowing with your true essence, your true self.
Yeah, great. Yeah, and look, give it a shot and let us know. Like, send us an email, leave us a comment, let us know if you've, you know, been in a bad sleep routine before you go to sleep, and you might try and take some of this advice and shift things around. Let us know how it goes. I'd be fascinated to know how things might transform. I mean, I'm going to try it on myself and try and get out of my bad habits. No more doom scrolling before bedtime.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see how things go. That's great, Katerina. Good advice.
Wonderful. Okay, well, thank you, everybody. Please share our videos, hit the like button, and we love connecting up with you every week.
We sure do, and we'll see you next time. Thanks again for joining us, and we'll see you again soon.
See you next week. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
To gain access to private spiritual development classes, guided meditations, and live Q&As with Katerina, please visit patreon.com/The Australian Ghost Whisperer.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.